In today's specialty crop news, researchers are suggesting that growers use two traps when monitoring for navel orange worm. Pistachio growers are seeing more use of a newer pheromone trap for navel orange worm. Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor David Haviland suggests growers don't replace the old egg traps, but use both of the traps at different points in the season.
So the biggest limitation for egg trap is that it's only effective when it's the only thing in the orchard that's attractive. So if you've got a whole bunch of, you know, unattractive things out there, plus an egg trap, those moths will go to it, they'll lay eggs on it, and that's great. You can monitor that way. But once you have a bunch of almonds or a bunch of pistachios out there that smell like a really good place to lay your eggs, there's no reason for a navel orange worm to fly to the trap anymore. They're going to fly where they really want to lay their eggs. So the egg trap is great early in the season. It's good for setting a biofix, which is something we use for calculating when moths are going to be around and when eggs are laid. But once the actual crop itself becomes attractive, they really don't work well anymore.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.